John Salazzo alongside Sam Saig for episode 7 of Running the Option. Sam, how are you doing today?
I'm good. You know, we are pretty much officially now at the midway point of the season.
Yes,
we are.
This
is where a lot of people do a lot of reflecting on the first half. They like to think about what was, what can be. For me, just as a quick reflection, I think that this season has gone according to script for the most part so far.
Wait, do you mean the season of Running the Option or the season of college football?
I think the season of college football. The season of Running the Option to a certain extent, but I expected a few different kicks here and there. But no, what I'm looking for is, will we have surprises in the second half of the season? Will we get some kind of cataclysmic scenario that comes through? Or is this just going to keep going the way it's been going and we'll have the usual suspects continue to do what they do?
Yeah, there are a couple of minor surprises here and there, but we came into the year with this concept of power teams, and all those power teams have to this point performed accordingly. So you're right. And let's talk about those power teams this week, because the BCS standings came out, and we obviously have to talk about that. That's the big story in college football here at the halfway point. Of course, you have the LSU, Alabama, Oklahoma 1-2-3, and we'll touch on that a little bit. But the more interesting part, as far as what happens if those big three falter, the more interesting part is what happens after those and where the other teams are ranked. And right now, it's Oklahoma State 4, Boise State 5, Wisconsin 6, Clemson at 7, and Stanford at 8. What are your initial thoughts on that?
Yeah, obviously there are some surprises, especially when you talk about Clemson. My first thought is to, let's figure out why Oklahoma State is 4. Other than the fact that I like this team a lot and think they deserve to be 4, but they were 6th in the coaches poll, 6th in the Harris Interactive, so how do they get to 4? The simple truth is that they're 1st in the computer. So you have these three components, the coaches, the Harris Interactive, those are the human elements, and then the computer. The computer loves Oklahoma State, gives them the number one ranking right now. I think if I was to give the initial reaction just overall of where we're at, it seems like a lot of people are starting to throw the term semifinal around, of the SEC having its semifinal game, the Big 12 having its semifinal game. There are people that believe that only LSU, Alabama, and Oklahoma are guaranteed to be in the game if they run the table. Some don't think Oklahoma State can get there if they run the table, which is a surprise to me. But I certainly think that there are some semifinal possibilities developing.
Yeah, we'll go over that in more depth, but just off the top of my head, I can't believe that if Oklahoma State ran the table, they wouldn't. I mean, we're going to look at Stanford and Wisconsin's schedules, but they don't even compare to what Oklahoma State would have to get through to go undefeated, I wouldn't agree. I mean, we could definitely argue right now should Oklahoma State be in that 4 spot, but if they end up running the table, I mean, they have to get through Missouri this week, and then Baylor, Kansas State. And then, of course, they still have that big game against Oklahoma. Yeah. The Big 12 is the power conference this year.
Yeah, it is. And you know what
Other than the SEC, of course.
Absolutely. Those are the power conferences. And with all due respect to the ACC and the Big East, especially the ACC in a year like this where Clemson looks so good. But normally it's a numbers game with the national championship. You get two teams in there, and there are four conferences over the last decade that have been competing to get those two teams in. It looks right now as if the Pac-12 and the Big 10 are going to be on the outside looking in if they have two undefeated teams, if things again go the way that we're going to project them to go, which would be very surprising a year potentially. We say this every year and then things always seem to work themselves out, but it could be one of those years where all of the people that want a doomsday scenario to take place, maybe this is the year it happens if all of that stuff comes to fruition.
I want to talk about these teams that are all bunched together here, but before we do, this top three, the BCS ranking and the AP ranking, both have LSU 1, Alabama 2, Oklahoma 3. I think we can all agree with that to some extent. I mean, you could argue that Alabama is a slightly better team than LSU. I might. But putting everything together, what LSU has done with the schedule they've had, they're a deserving 1, Bama 2. Oklahoma has done nothing wrong. They control their own destiny. Great football team on both sides of the ball, a deserving 3. The coaches poll has Oklahoma at 1. Can you explain to me what this disconnect is? I mean, it's generally an East Coast bias from the coaches' poll anyway, right? And the SEC obviously has been respected at the power conference forever.
Yep.
So why are they taking a stand on Oklahoma? No disrespect to the Sooners.
Yeah, I can't explain it. The coaches' poll has thrown me off many times before in past years. My simple explanation is that it's a poll made up of guys that for a living are focused on one team or one conference, and they come together and try to make make semblance of the national landscape. And the truth is, you know, when you're a coach in college football, you're spending so much time on what matters to you, your team and your conference, that sometimes I think they just miss it, to be honest. I think they miss the ball. I'm not saying that they got it incredibly wrong this week, but it is a surprise to see Oklahoma number one in many ways.
Or it might just be the fact that they were number one to start the season, and maybe they're just circling the same thing every week. I don't know. It could just be a factor of convenience. But getting into this middle group here that is really going to be rooting hard for those top three to fall. And I'm not saying we're rooting for those top three to fall because they're great football teams. They're certainly deserving. But we do kind of want to see this doomsday scenario to see what the computers come up with so that we have stuff to talk about here on the show. Because, I mean, if Oklahoma runs the table and then whoever wins the Alabama-LSU game runs the table, it is what it is. It was basically scripted from the start. Yep. So it would be fun to see these things break down. So I kind of want to go over where these teams rank. I think we can both agree that assuming all these teams stay undefeated, and let's put Oklahoma State into that, like you said, it's kind of a semifinal. Let's say that if Oklahoma State's the team that runs the table over Oklahoma, they're in. And then LSU, Alabama, winner of that, in. So we're talking about Boise State, Wisconsin, Clemson, and Stanford. I think we can both agree that Boise State doesn't really have a legitimate shot when you're looking at three teams that are in BCS conferences that have tougher schedules. Love Boise State, love Kellen Moore, love the win over Georgia to start the season. Assuming Wisconsin, Clemson, and Stanford don't lose, there's no way that they end up.
Yeah, I was kind of half joking in an earlier week when I said I won't forget about Boise State this year. I have to again, and it's not their fault. I mean, this is a team that has done nothing wrong. The problem is they just don't have enough chances to make statements. There's a chance that they could end up having a win over the SEC East champion by the end of the year. That looks more and more like a likely scenario. But the problem is the TCU game needed to be an undefeated matchup. It's not going to happen. Now they don't have a championship game. And in a year like this, where so many teams are going to stay in that group, it looks like, I don't know how you make a case for Boise anymore.
Wisconsin has won every game they've played in by 31 points or more. Yeah. Stanford has won every game they've played in by 26 points or more, which is why I'm a little confused about Oklahoma State being ranked higher in the BCS right now. Now, granted, they've had a tougher schedule. That you can't dispute. But aren't we also supposed to factor in how good a team looks? I mean, Wisconsin in the top five offense and defense, this team has just looked unstoppable. Their average point differential is 40.5.
Yeah.
So Wisconsin couldn't have done more with the beginning of their schedule.
I mean, both Wisconsin and Stanford will get their tests, at least the biggest test they can get as we get now into the second half of the season. But right now, they both look like national championship contending teams. And what's funny about it is, and the scenario that would be so interesting to see, is the Big Ten and the Pac-12 were the two conferences that for so many years were kind of they were the thorn in the side of a playoff. Those two conferences, in their ability and desire to keep tradition in the Rose Bowl intact, and that game with the Big Ten and the Pac-10 intact, they were the ones fighting the SEC, and they didn't have a conference championship game in either one of those conferences. Now they do. Wouldn't it be interesting if those two conferences have undefeated teams at the end of the year that are left out? This summer, the BCS gets put up for review. Amazingly, those two commissioners in the Big Ten and the Pac-12 may be the ones that are so angry that they're actually signaling a playoff alarm
and fighting tradition. It up. Yeah.
Unbelievable, considering how traditional they've been the last few years, but there's a chance that these teams could continue to roll and look good, albeit against better competition. And if they don't get into that game, will their commissioners fight for them?
Great question. And that's going to be such an interesting review process. Yeah. There are so many things. The conferences haven't really shaken out yet entirely, but when they do, all of that's going to have to come into play. Where should these automatic bids be going? Should we be having a playoff? There's so many things to talk about. Just looking at it from a schedule perspective, I am not in any way, shape, or form arguing that the ACC is as strong as the Big Ten or the Pac-12. I simply do not believe that. But looking from a scheduling perspective, couldn't you argue that an undefeated Clemson had the toughest road between those three teams?
It's an amazing thing to see this year, because who would have thought that on top of all the chaos in those big four, so to speak, conferences, you have a team like Clemson that's now beaten Auburn, they've beaten Florida State, they've beaten Virginia Tech, they still can play Georgia Tech and South Carolina. If they get through all of that and a conference championship game undefeated with as good as they've looked, what can we really tell Clemson? How can we look at them in the eye and say that just because the ACC hasn't done it lately in the last few years, how can we keep them out of that discussion?
Right, because I love Stanford. I love Stanford to death, but looking at their schedule, where's their signature win? That at Arizona game, it's brutal for them that Arizona has completely fallen off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
They get the at USC game, which this is a year. USC is 5-1, but they're not ranked. Right. They're not getting a whole lot of national attention. They're dealing with a lot of injury woes, so people are going to say, hey, Stanford caught them light. And then they get Oregon at home. They get Notre Dame at home. Two wins that would be very impressive, but both at home.
Yeah.
Where's the signature win for Stanford? And then they would play, say it's ASU in the Pac-12 championship game, another game that ASU isn't 100%, and it's at home.
Yeah.
So where's the big win for Stanford? And Wisconsin, they get the Michigan State game, which could be a big signature game.
Mm-hmm.
And then at least in the Big Ten championship, potentially they get Michigan State again, mm-hmm. or Nebraska again, or they get a Michigan game. So Wisconsin's is a little better, but looking at it just from a schedule perspective, not necessarily a strength of team perspective, I think Clemson, remarkably, in the weak ACC, has the best schedule of the
field. Yeah, I'm really interested to see if Clemson does go undefeated, where that the computer ranks them. Not the coaches poll, not the Harris Interactive, but where will the computer rank them? Because the computer is supposed to, in theory, not take into account margin of victory. So all
which
those
is
blowouts,
what's helping
right,
Wisconsin
all
Stanford,
those blowouts
yeah.
for Stanford and Wisconsin is useless to the computer. And so would Clemson have enough in the computers to influence the polls, to influence everything in the BCS formula and get them into a spot? I mean,
it would help to
reach.
Know what the computers yeah. were doing with their algorithm to know the answer to that question. Another thing that's interesting about all this, we kind of at the beginning of this topic said, let's go ahead and say that Oklahoma State is a play-in, assuming one of those teams goes undefeated. But I wonder, and perhaps it goes back to what you're saying at the top of this segment about some people saying an undefeated Oklahoma State might not control its own destiny. I wonder if Oklahoma State beats Oklahoma, they go undefeated, huge win, just, you know, really impresses the entire nation, then they take the week off. Well, say undefeated Wisconsin goes up against Michigan State again. And Stanford goes up against a very good ASU team. Clemson goes up against, say, Virginia Tech again. Say they only have one loss. All these teams have these huge statement games, while Oklahoma State makes their statement a week too early.
Mm-hmm.
The computers shouldn't factor those things in, but will the pollsters?
Right. And the thing is, historically, that has been the case. They have factored in late wins. If you look at just the way that things have gone in the past, you always want a chance to make that statement after everyone else, which is why it's so big that the Big Ten and the Pac-12 have those games now to be able to do that. I'll say this, only twice in the history of the BCS has a BCS conference team gone undefeated and been left out of the national title game. Auburn in 04, led by Jason Campbell, Cadillac Williams, Ronnie Brown, unbelievable that they were left out. Cincinnati in 09, less surprising, but in both scenarios, Auburn was left out because USC and Oklahoma were undefeated that year and just outranked them. Cincinnati was left out because Texas and Alabama were undefeated and outranked them. So would Oklahoma State, like you said, if you factor in that the week that they would not have to be able to make that last statement, would they be added to this list? I get the feeling that just the fact that you see some people saying that they may not be a lock to get to the title game if they go undefeated, that raises eyebrows even at this point in the season.
Yeah, I can't imagine they wouldn't. Looking at the entire body of work they've compiled,
right.
And then if they win that game against Oklahoma, I can't imagine they'd be left out. I mean, what could you say? You said, what could we say to Clemson?
Yeah.
What could you say to Oklahoma State?
You could argue that the Big 12, it's a 10-team league, but you could argue top to bottom, it's deeper than the SEC. I would
absolutely
say,
you can.
Why can't Oklahoma State command just as much respect? Hey, if Kansas State won out, why don't they get a lot of respect?
Right,
you know?
Because if Kansas State wins out, they have the exact same argument that we're saying
right.
Oklahoma State and Oklahoma have as play-ins,
yeah.
So why not? So, kind of a fun hypothetical that we went over a little bit off the air. If Alabama and LSU both end up with a loss,
mm-hmm.
Walk me through how neither of them ends up in the championship game. Is it even possible?
It's a nightmare in this way, especially... Let me use the SEC as an example. If LSU was to beat Alabama and then either lose to, like, Arkansas or in the SEC title game or something, there is precedent that a team that doesn't win the conference can still go on to a national title game. Oklahoma's done it. And we are so in love, and by we, I mean college football fans collectively, are so in love with Alabama and LSU right now that it's hard to imagine we don't fit them into a title game one way or another. But I would ask everyone that's listening this question. Is a one-loss SEC team so much far superior in our minds that we can discount an undefeated Wisconsin or Stanford team? I know that those conferences are not as up as they've been in the past, but can we really with a straight face say that those undefeated teams at Wisconsin and Stanford are not deserving of, with the way that the system is set up, that it was created to be set up, are they not deserving of fitting themselves into that game if a team from the SEC like Alabama or LSU loses a game?
What's crazy is that my initial response is to say, yes, right, a one-loss LSU or Alabama deserves to be in there over Wisconsin or Stanford. But then when I actually break it down, if you actually want me to explain that with numbers or facts, right, I can't, because the SEC, we always respect it as this mega conference, and it is. But how many teams are just not that strong this year? And look at LSU. I love LSU, and if they beat Alabama in Alabama, they can, with one loss, gladly go into the national championship. I wouldn't have any problem with that. But LSU now, this is the third straight week with Auburn, mm-hmm, that they're playing against a backup quarterback. Yeah. It's a dream path in the SEC.
And the thing is, the image that these teams in Alabama and LSU have given us right now, they're so invincible looking that does affect our feeling. Maybe if they lost a game, we would start to think of them as human and it would alter our impression of Wisconsin and Stanford. But as of now, even contemplating Alabama or LSU with a loss, we still want to fit them into that game. You know,
kind of have this LSU-Alabama game as the impromptu national championship. So we're saying the idea of the winner of that game not being in the real national championship boggles our minds, but it could happen.
Absolutely.
But I don't see it happening. Right. It's hard to imagine either of these teams losing a game if they didn't have to play each other. So let's just wrap this up with, we agree that LSU-Alabama, assuming they go undefeated in, Oklahoma-Oklahoma State, assuming they go undefeated in, if Boise State, Wisconsin, Clemson, and Stanford go undefeated, where do you rank them? Well, knowing nothing else, obviously, but just assuming that all went down, where do you imagine you'd rank them at the end of the season?
You've made a great case for Clemson all of a sudden.
I know, right?
You know, for me, because I still believe that Oregon is going to be maybe the best win between Stanford and Wisconsin by the end of the season. And if Notre Dame or USC, depending on how this week's game between those two go, if they can get another quality win there, and let's say Washington continues to play well, that Oregon game, if Stanford gets through it and wins the Pac-12 title game and goes undefeated, that may be enough for me to push them over the top of everyone else. Because if you look at all those teams, the one win that I think is better than anything they have is Oregon. And so that would be, if I had to rank, I'd say Stanford by the end of the year with the full body of work comes out of there for me. How about you?
I agree, because what's funny, in our inaugural episode of Running the Option, we gave Oregon a really hard time about not getting the job done against, quote-unquote, a team like LSU, a big team out of the SEC. As it turns out, as we have come to now know, LSU is nearly invincible. And that effort that Oregon had against them wasn't all that bad.
No,
it was a pretty darn respectable game. And for them to keep clicking the way they have with the injury to LaMichael James and the injury to Thomas, that Oregon team is still one of the absolute best in the nation. And if Stanford does win that game, especially if they win it by, say, 10 points, I can't even fathom that happening.
Yeah.
So if it did, that would be a very convincing win, because as much as I love Michigan State this year, and we'll get into that game next, the Wisconsin-Michigan State game, you can't put Michigan State in the same stratosphere as Oregon.
Yeah.
So where is Wisconsin's signature win? They didn't get it against Nebraska. Nebraska's defense is terrible this year all of a sudden. You're right, Stanford would have the best win. But I don't know. I feel like if Wisconsin and Stanford met on the field, I feel like Wisconsin would win. Yeah. So I like Wisconsin a little better. Yeah. But I don't know if I can make that case.
Well, chances are we could see them in the Rose Bowl anyway.
I know, so we could actually see that game on the field, so that would be a blast. So I guess I'd rank it Stanford, Wisconsin, Clemson, Boise State.
Right.
Although it's funny that I'm putting Clemson below those two teams after I made a pretty good case for them to be above. So plenty of stuff to wait and see.
At the end of the day, it could be the nightmare scenario that people have wanted for so long, where we have all these undefeateds at the end and we have to make sense of them and the BCS gets thrown to the shed. But these things have a strange way of working themselves out, and the BCS sometimes gets bailed out in the last week, so we'll see.
I just want to see something like, and again, I don't wish ill will on any team. I mean, I wish all these teams undefeated seasons, but that's not entirely true, but I hope that, say, Oklahoma State loses to Missouri this week, then beats Oklahoma.
Right.
Now, they're both out because they don't have that Big 12 championship. So now we have to get one of these Wisconsin, Stanford, Clemson teams in there. And now the computer is going to have some serious answers.
Maybe we
do.
Even give Boise some love again. Who knows?
Maybe. You said you wouldn't forget them. You owe them that much.
I do owe them.